Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Is This a Ghost? I'm Clayton Smith, and every week I tell a real ghost story from real history to my real friend Patrick Dean, who does not take it real seriously, and who also makes me record when I'm sick. I said, Patrick, we don't have to record tonight. And he said, yeah, we must. And I said, I have the flu.
Only night I have free.
I don't care.
It's just this night. Just tonight.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow night. And I could probably find some time on Christmas Eve. But only those nights.
Only those nights. And I tried not to do it, but Patrick said, this is the most important thing that I do. Mm-hmm. And I won't give it up just because you're sick.
It's the only thing I do.
Yeah. Thank you for your dedication. Mm-hmm. I am sick. So if you recall last week, I mentioned that we were all sick, and you said it was a good thing.
Mm-hmm, I did.
Because the girls are sick, but also we're sick when the girls are sick, mm-hmm. and vice versa, so that they're not like, jump around. Right. Well, that has shifted a bit in the last week, where I've gotten more sick, and they've gotten almost perfectly well.
Mm-mm. No, you gotta hang with them.
Yeah.
I don't know what you need. Dayquil, NyQuil?
Man, I don't know. The last two nights, I'm going to bed, I'm thinking, like, I feel pretty good. And then at 3 a.m., fever and chills.
Hmm.
And the girls are not. But they're sick enough to not go to school right now. Because they have like a sniffle, you know.
That's bad. Now you're getting into worst case scenario
crazy.
Here. Yeah. You are miserable. They are home. Uh-huh. It's not a good setup.
Yeah. But we're here because this is a thing we do. And also because this, as we're recording this, what is today? The 22nd? It's almost Christmas. Mm-hmm. December 22nd.
Quite nearly.
As you're hearing this, it's just a little bit after Christmas. So happy holidays, everybody. We didn't want you to not have a show during the holiday season because it's winter and Christmas was going to be, it's been disappointing. Your family got way out of hand. You're not speaking to them for 6 months. Everything's very dark, except we're here. We're here to help.
Also, this is the only thing we got you. I'm sorry, but
yeah.
We got you nothing it's just, else.
There's a lot of you now, so we don't it's too many. We can't send everyone. The years when we used to send every single listener a really nice, like, crystal vase, those are over. We
absolutely.
Can't do that anymore.
Yep.
Yeah. But my mom does love that vase she has.
Clayton, I have an announcement.
Is this
just okay. for you?
Oh, should we turn off the recording?
It does involve Powerball, just so you know. But
okay.
When I win the Powerball in about 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. When I win it.
It's an announcement. Yeah.
When
yeah,
I
yeah.
win it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to continue doing this show. I will.
Really?
I absolutely will. I absolutely will.
I appreciate that. I'll be honest. I have not dedicated one brain cell in my life to thinking about that question. But now, as soon as you introduced it, I was like, wow.
There's the
that
one.
That was a question that I should have been asking a long time ago. So, and it's good to know you're still good. Thank you. Thank you.
I would assume if you also become like obnoxiously wealthy, you'll also continue doing this show.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
And depending on how obnoxiously wealthy, I might just give you an extraordinary salary so that we could do this show at like 11 a.m.
I like this. I like it. I'm much funnier. Just do
this once a week.
You know what? You can fly me to Virginia once a week to do this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I assume you'll still live in the backwoods of Virginia if you're a millionaire.
Well, it'll be one of my multiple. It'll be in my portfolio for sure. I've already put together this basement studio, so
I see. Yeah, and that's a lot. That's a lot of money invested. You don't want to.
I don't want to move. I'm not going to waste this. No, and we got the sauna right next to here. If we want to take a little mid recording break.
Give us an update on the sauna because it was a big selling point when you moved in. Big selling.
It was a big selling point. Here's the update. We have not turned it on once.
Okay, that's kind of what I figured.
It seems like a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
In my past, when I've gone to saunas. Mm-hmm. It's been at the YMCA or like a gym, and those are already running.
Right.
And they've all smelled bad.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And
yes.
So I don't know how to start this one or mm-hmm. make sure it doesn't smell bad.
There's probably like a pull start on the side, I would imagine.
I think so. Yeah.
Like a lawnmower.
There's a little cap that I think I have to unscrew. I got to fill it up. I don't know what it runs on yet.
Gasoline, probably. I would try gasoline so? First. I mean, that's what I'd start with.
I'm going to shove kindling down there.
Okay.
And then throw a match in. Let's see.
See, the other option that I discussed when you moved in was turning that into the podcast studio. That gives you your own like isolated space. It's very scary.
Yeah. That's primarily why that plane didn't fly.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. Also, it's pretty small.
Yeah.
Which I, you, okay, I know there's some benefits.
You're sitting still looking at a monitor. Listen, tell me what needs
sometimes room. I like to do this with my arms. Look, I just hit this pipe and I'm in a big space.
You could be hitting the top of a sauna.
I could be hitting the top of a sauna. It'd be nice. And it'd be so hot in there. Anyway, speaking of my setup, do you know, this is the first, so I sat down for the first time ever since moving into this house. Mm-hmm. I sat down, I plugged in the neon light and I turned on these lights and I sat down, I opened up Zoom before turning off the main light.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, it looks pretty good actually with lights on. Mm-hmm. Usually I do with lights off and I get so sleepy.
Right.
I thought maybe I don't have to do that anymore. I like it. What do you think?
A lot less spooky. It's a lot less spooky.
Yeah.
So here,
which is gonna people are going to be taken by surprise when it is a ghost because they're like, this is not a spooky show.
See, here's what my background looks like with no lights on.
Pretty good. Oh, that's great.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, you should do that.
Okay,
let's
I'll do
switch
that.
Switch roles for a while.
Okay, I'll do that.
This for this episode.
It's scary now.
That's a big dark basement.
Uh-huh, yep.
Yeah, I like that. Cool. All right. Your camera's having a hard time.
It's hunting. The contrast levels are all over the place at the moment.
Your skin is coming through as the color of Freddy Krueger on the cover of a movie.
Is that better?
Are you just switching between screens on your?
I am. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not worse.
How about this? That worse, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good. We'll keep it at worse.
If you're watching this episode on YouTube, just let us know which version of Patrick's lighting you like best.
Mm-hmm. The bad one.
This
or the
might
good
be
one?
It.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
It's pretty good. Wow. Wow. Jen, can you change the tint on half the video? Because this is unsettling.
It's more orange than I'd like.
By the way, before I get started, I wanted to tell you, your daughter, my goddaughter, has a gift on the way.
Really?
Every day I receive an email saying that it's going to be delivered today from the company where I bought it. And then I go to track the order, and every day it says it's nowhere near St. Louis.
Ooh.
So let's see where it is right now. It's... Now, so it's saying it's going to be delivered today, but on the same website, the company's website, if you click on that link where it says it'll be here today and you click on it, it says December 27th.
That's, I have to get the calendar, but I don't think I missed Christmas.
Not yet. I'm going to though. So let her know it's coming, but.
Totally fine. That way she'll open all the other gifts and she'll be really disappointed. And then she'll get the 27th.
Yeah, don't tell her.
And she'll be like, "What? This is this another gift? Have I been so good that I get random gifts throughout the year?"
Yeah, let her think I forgot about her this year.
I will. I always do.
And I'll swoop in. Good. It's the kind of relationship I like to build with her. I really want to text Amy right now and just see if she'll sneak down the stairs and scare the shit out of you.
This house is like 400 square feet, so I will see her open the door to come down here.
She opens it really slowly, though, and it's scary.
It'll be the only light down here. I think she'll figure it out.
Yeah, I bet she could do it. She's pretty sneaky. So we're doing it, but because I've been so sick, I didn't even think about researching a story for a night.
I bet.
Which is normally a problem, but our good friend and video editor, Jen Swanson, preempted my laziness / illness several months ago when she sent over a big old list of ghosties that she did. So
you broke the glass.
What are we gonna do tonight?
You broke the glass, huh?
I broke the glass. These are supposed to be for Ghost Plus, but we're now using them for this. So we're going to read two ghosties. And if you're new to the show, a ghostie is, it's a short ghost story. Mm-hmm. It's usually, I don't know, like 20 minutes or something. And we tell a ghost story, a real ghost story from real history. That's just a little short guy. And that's what we're going to do tonight. And if you like the ghostie and you want more ghosties, you can find more ghosties on Ghost Plus. That's our subscriber platform. And you get we say you get a ghostie every month. That hasn't worked out for a while. But you get ghosties.
Something, you know, a sticker.
You get a lot of Smith shows, which is a different show. It's sort of like this show, except not about ghosts.
I'm not there.
Patrick's never stopped by, though we keep asking him to.
It's always on a day I'm very busy.
Yeah, it's strange. It's been every day. But we got that going on. We do some other things over there, so you should join. It's fun, and you can do that at isthisaghost.supercast.com. Today, what we're going to do is give you a taste of that. But I think here's the thing. So these are Jen's. When Jen does ghosty research, they're a little shorter than I do. So I think depending on how I feel after the first one, I think we're going to try to do two. We'll do two ghosties for tonight as a holiday special. These are thematically tied, and I'll ask if you can guess the theme. and I think it's going to go great.
I guess my only question before we get started is, if you die on air, can Ryan upload, or how's that going to work?
You're going to have to walk Aaron through it, I think.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't give Ryan remote access to anything anymore.
Can you ever unblock my number again, just so I can text her?
I'll ask, but I don't know, that's a big ask. I don't know. She'll probably still send it to Ryan, and Ryan sends it to you, and you can send it to Jeremy.
Okay, fair, perfect, yes.
Because Ryan and Jeremy, they don't like each other.
That's also fair. Never what a tangled web we weave after 4 years of the ghost show.
All right, so did I miss anything? Ghost Plus, Ghosties, happy holidays, everybody. I'm sick. Is that it?
Let's do it. Let's fucking go. Woo, spooky time. Woo, spooky time. Woo, spooky time. We saved the audio. It was there. It was there the whole time.
Thank you to Jeremy for, he went in, I think he said he went into the video and he took it out of the video.
There was no way I was going to be able to remember that song the next week.
He's a real hero. And I didn't ask him to do it. Yeah. The lyrics were so complex. How could we ever expect you to remember it? If this is the first episode of This is the Ghost for you, maybe go back two more and learn a lot. All right. In Hawaii, there are several islands. And
I don't know if you're aware. Chock-a-block of islands.
I don't want to assume that anyone knows what Hawaii looks like.
No. I mean, it's like a literal archipelago.
It's literally
a literal
an archipelago. Or if you, an archipelago, mm-hmm. Which I like. I know that's not the right way to say it, but I like it. It brings me joy.
If you're a seventh grade geography teacher, though, that is how you pronounce it.
Is that right?
At least in Catholic school.
Yeah, maybe that's why I think I like it so much. Maybe that's how I learned it. Well, one of those islands, the almost big one, there is a big island, which is just called Hawaii. But there's also a pretty big island called Oahu, which is the one that everyone knows. That's the one with Honolulu and Waikiki Beach and all those good places. Great. Hey, let me tell you, that's a great place. in Oahu, there is a town called Wahiawa.
Okay.
And in Wahiawa, there is a botanical garden. And if you have not been to the Wahiawa Botanical Garden, I got to tell you, friends, is go check it out. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It is weird if you go to Hawaii as a Midwesterner, like the whole state is a botanical garden.
This was my question. Like the St. Louis Botanical Garden, jaw-dropping. Very beautiful. Incredible. Absolutely. Yes. But if you took any plant out of the Missouri Botanical Garden and planted it anywhere else in Missouri, it would die very badly.
Yeah.
In Hawaii, I feel like you could take anything from the Hawaii Botanical Garden and throw it on the sidewalk and it would grow just fine.
Yeah. I've been to two botanical gardens in Hawaii. I've been to this one and I've been, excuse me, you burped and I had to burp. No, it's like, it's like yawning.
Sympathetic burping.
I've been to one on Maui and both of them, they're gorgeous, but I did distinctly think walking through there, like, if you didn't tell me I was in a botanic garden, I wouldn't know.
You all just put up a fence. That's what happened.
You made slightly curvy walkways. Yeah. It's a great business model. It's like in, Virginia in the mountains here. It's like, come visit the hillbilly garden. And then we just like took you up into the mountains a little bit. It's kind of the same. Anyway, so botanical garden is great. And alongside the Wahiawa Botanical Garden is a gulch, mm-hmm. which is a word that I like a lot. And I just wanted you to know that.
It's a good word.
And there's inside the gulch mm-hmm. and around the gulch, mm-hmm. there is, Jen also structures her stories a little different. I'm off my game. But inside and around the gulch, there is a ghost called the Green Lady. She's usually described as a woman-like figure. Hedging our bets a little bit on that one.
I got a new type. It used to be plussy, now it's woman-like figures.
And this woman-like figure has green, moss-covered skin.
Okay. Straying from the woman-like properties. Okay.
Yeah. Now the like is making a little more sense.
This is becoming troll properties. Just not.
She's got green moss-like skin. She's moss-covered skin. She's got glowing eyes.
Okay.
And a smell of decay and algae clinging to her.
I could. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
that's pretty good.
No one's perfect.
No. But I tell you, you find yourself a Hawaiian who lives next to a botanical garden. I don't know. I think that's worth it. You know how much pork they eat in Hawaii? It's amazing. You should try it.
Where does it all come from?
Pork?
No, like Hawaiian
comes
pork.
From pigs.
Well, I figured them. But like Hawaii, it's very expensive to be there. I can't imagine what a pig would
not
pay.
For pigs.
Really?
No. Yeah. Pigs, very cheap.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Hmm. The immigration for pigs. Like, if you go to the airport, there's two lines. It's like, it's everybody else, and then it's pigs. Hmm. You know, and the pigs, just they breeze on through, and you watch them. You're like, this fucking guy, look at him. He's not, he doesn't have a passport. Ridiculous. But they just let him in, and he just hangs out. And he just goes, and he finds land and some mud, and he just rolls around.
God. Life hack.
There's a lot of pigs in Hawaii. There's a lot of deer also.
Interesting. Do they eat those?
Yeah. Well, some of them. A lot of the deer. So I don't. Okay. I'm not going to go to the whole backstory why I know this, but there is.
Look at the stretch here, okay? So
I think it's on Molokai, and then there's on one other island, there's all these deer because a long time ago, one of the kings, I think a king of some. It feels very British. Like a king, either of Britain or like an emperor of Japan or something, sent a gift of like all these fucking deer to the chief of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. As a trick to make him think that we like them and we respect them and wouldn't murder them all. And then the US wouldn't steal their country as a state. Mm-hmm. But so all these deer came and now all the deer just run fucking wild. And there's a lot of them are on this island that you're not allowed to go to if you're not ancestral Hawaiian or a deer.
it sounds like a whole bunch of little Trojan horses.
Yeah. Like he's like, it's kind of,
I like the Trojan horse idea. It seems solid. We don't have a boat that big, though. What do we have?
Yeah. What if we train these deer to be very lethal, and the ones who are most lethal will survive, and we will, through evolution eventually, we will have an army of cutthroat deer who will finally take down the Hawaiian emperor.
A thousand-year
We didn't know
plan.
It would take this long. Yeah. We didn't know the U.S. would have it by now.
The next boat's going to have snakes on it. Just so you're aware. Next one, snakes.
So there's all these deer running around Hawaii, but most people can't hunt them. You have to like have special permission to come over and hunt them. Mm-hmm. And so they dole it out. So anyways, a lot of deer, a lot of pigs also. And you know, in Hawaii, when they roast their pigs, there's a lot of pineapple involved usually. Mm-hmm. And I should notice this, or note, this botanical garden is right down the road from the Dole Plantation.
Oh, hey.
Which is really cool. And you have a nice little, you can go on a train and they'll take you around the plantation. They'll show you how pineapples grow. You can get a Dole Whip.
Oh.
The only place outside of Disney you can get a Dole Whip.
God.
Oh, man. On a hot Hawaiian day, you get a Dole Whip in your hands. Mm. Oh, man. It's the best. Then you go see a ghost, a moss-covered, algae-smelling ghost. That's a Saturday, friend. Now maybe we'll just do one. Local lore ties her to an old tragedy. And the tragedy is thus. A mother and her children were hiking through the gulch when the children became lost. Because they don't listen.
What? Is it boys?
Children are lost.
Is it boys?
I don't know. Ivy would just stomp off into the brush and would never come back. So
all of my children would be like holding on to a piece of clothing of mine the entire time if we were in any sort of wilderness.
And looking at their switches. Mm-hmm. No, Ivy would just like charge in to the jungle and just be free.
Okay. Well.
And she would go into a feral state. And honestly, that's probably the best thing for her at this point. anyway, so they're lost, and the mother is looking for them, obviously, but mm-hmm. neither she nor the children were ever found.
Hmm.
They probably fell into the gulch. That's my guess.
Well, yeah, I figure.
It's a big open hole. Some say the Green Lady is that grieving mother still searching for her children. However, it's worth noting, others think she's a nature spirit.
Mm, that makes more sense with the moss.
I think the moss and like the algae smell. Mm-hmm. Some think she might be a curse that was born of the land.
Okay.
I will say Hawaii is a state rich in curses because they got done pretty dirty a lot of times.
This makes sense. Yeah. But she would have to be fairly aggressive to do this, like causing car accidents, things like that.
Usually, right? I think so, yeah. It's like if you take a volcanic rock from Hawaii, mm-hmm. then Pele, the volcano goddess.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. the soccer playing volcano goddess, mm-hmm. from which Pele, the soccer player, got his name. She doesn't like it, and then you'll have bad luck, and she will basically curse you until you fly back and return that stone. So it's like that sort of thing.
Is mailing it back possible?
Yes, you can mail it back. Apparently, they do get lots of rocks back every year. And you can Google it. There's an address you can send it to, and they're like, "Oh, here's another one."
They'd be like, "Oh, coming from Missouri, huh? I think this one got lost in the mail."
You know what? Return to sender. Mm-hmm. Whoops. People claim to see the Green Lady at night along the Gulch Roads. She's a hulking, shadowy female figure.
Oh, she's changed throughout this story.
She's feeding her hunger. She's eating people, and every time she eats someone, not only does she get bigger, but her power grows, and she's getting swole.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like Tatiana might have a new role that she could play. That's what it sounds like.
Just don't pitch it as a hulking thing because that has gone south. it's gone real south. Do you know how that story wrapped up? Do you know that she was on Codenames a second time?
Oh. Did she like spill the beans or something?
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So those of you, again, who are newer listeners, one time I was on an internet game show with Tatiana Maslany. It's not a big deal. I did win handily. Mm-hmm. We had a great time. And then later she was on that show again several months later. And she she did mention something about Disney not renewing Hulk or not letting her be in Hulk or whatever. She also has like a very pretty negative view of Disney and their business practices. And then after the show, there was apparently a journalist in the audience and like wrote this whole story about her comments there. And so her relationship with Tim over at Codenames, I think through no fault of his own, I think that has soured. And we don't talk to Tat anymore. I don't think she's not
returning
messages anymore, but I had a good 2 week conversation with her. It was great. Anyway, this is about Hawaii Ghost. So she's a hulking, shadowy female figure draped in green moss or vines. She leaves behind wet footprints, as you would expect, mm-hmm. A smell of rot and mildew that lingers long after she vanishes. And drivers along these roads have reported her face suddenly appearing in their windows as they pass through the gulch.
Okay, now it's all dovetailing.
Yeah,
causing the accidents. Together. You know, being a malevolent spirit. I'm with it.
Yep, eating the bodies and becoming huge. I picture her like No Face in Spirited Away.
Mm-hmm.
Just eats it up and just gets huge. Children are said to be her favorite target, and parents in Wahiawa warn kids to avoid the gulch after dark or risk being taken by the Green Lady. She's often compared to other Lady in White or roadside hitchhiker ghosts, both of which we've covered en masse, I think, but with a Hawaiian twist of nature and loss. I don't like the way this makes it sound like it's a lore, though. Jen, you can cut sentences like that in the future because we're gonna lean into the verisimilitude of this.
Lord knows we're not gonna read these before the show, Jen. So
you know me better than that, Jen. You've written enough ghosties for me to know that I don't read them in advance. Unlike the wandering spirits tied to accidents, she seems older, more ancient, something that could be linked to Hawaiian legends or spirits called Akua.
Hmm.
And by the way, I guess this is just time for an organic plug. I have a book that I wrote called Na'akua, which is Akua is a god, and Na'akua means it's a plural, the multiple, the gods.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to read about some cool Hawaiian god and monster shit that I totally made up based on real Hawaiian legends, you should go check it out. Na'akua by Clayton Smith. Buy 10 copies for you, buy 10 copies for your friends each. Let's see. Spirits called Akua or Mo'o. Oh, there's a Mo'o in my book, too. Supernatural lizard-like gardens tied to water. You can learn all about them. the non-selling great book, Na'akua. Oh, God. What the
fuck? I'm turning the lights back on. I'm very sorry.
What's happening in your basement? Okay, there is a ghost.
I'm turning them all back on. I'm sorry. That was too much.
There's a ghost. Wow. Oh. Amazing. Anyway, the blending of modern ghost lore and ancient Hawaiian tradition gives the Green Lady a unique, eerie edge. Local kids dare each other to go into the gulch at night to see if she appears. I will say, I don't think that's safe. It's dark out there, and don't go into a gulch.
Definitely not.
At night. What's happening with your lights?
It's going to stop, I bet.
Do you know Morse code? I would like to know what this ghost is trying to say to
us. It's saying E. E. Hang on. I'd like to see you come back from that.
Patrick, for those of you who didn't see what happened off screen, Patrick took a bow and arrow and he pulled it out from under the desk and he turned around and he shot an arrow right through the light like Robin Hood. It was incredible. Now that light is dead. Wow. Pat, I didn't even know that you had a bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Automatic lights. Yeah. Automatic off. I haven't figured out the on part yet, but the automatic off I got.
Takes a while longer. Anyway, some folklorists who don't believe in her think her green appearance that people talk about may symbolize decay, tying her to death in the jungle, reclaiming her, which I think still counts if it's a ghost.
Yeah.
Others say she's more of a protective guardian than a malevolent ghost, punishing disrespectful intruders. Which, again, that's a big theme.
Yeah.
Hawaii. Even like the people who are alive, they don't like you very much. they're pretty vocal sometimes about being a mainlander.
This seems like too big a job for one woman. I mean, just honestly.
Well, this I agree, but I think that's why there are so many spirits like this on the islands, because every time someone dies in Hawaii, if they are an ancestral Hawaiian, they have to come back as a spirit that guards the island.
Hmm.
That's been true forever. So there's so many of them. Even skeptics who don't think she's a ghost admit that the gulch feels unsettling at night. It's humid, it's thick with vines, and it's unnaturally silent, and they do not like it, and most of them will not go near. And that is a story of the Green Lady of Wahiawa. Did you like it?
Definitely don't take anything from the gulch and bring it back home with you.
Don't take anything from Hawaii at all. Unless you buy it at the ABC store or, you know, some other like trinket shop. If you pay someone with a cash register, that's yours. But otherwise, don't. Even if you pay some guy out on a beach, don't take that home. Because
he's selling that's curses. Not cleared. He's selling curses.
I got one more in me. You want to hear one more, Ghosty?
I got time. That light bulb's busted, but I'm fine. We'll come back.
Just be careful when you walk away over there. Just remember, there's broken glass on the floor. This is actually a story I've wanted to do for a long time.
Oh,
But it's so short. But I think I'm glad this is all working out. Actually, are you familiar, Patrick, with there's a Hawaiian legend?
Oh,
called the Night Marchers.
The Night Marchers.
Are you familiar with the Night Marchers?
I'm familiar with very few things Hawaiian, including the names of the islands. So
interesting. Yeah, the more we talk about Hawaii, the more I'm realizing you've not read Na'akua, the hit.
There were a lot of apostrophes. There were a lot of apostrophes in the book, and that it just kind of turns me off. I'll be honest.
The Night Marchers make a little appearance in there too. I don't want to spoil anything, but they're in there. But there are a lot of apostrophes. You know that Hawaiian language only has 13 consonants.
Really? And how many apostrophes?
72, and they're all different.
And no word for snow. It's very sad.
It was the hardest one for Luna to proofread, because I was like, you got to make sure those apostrophes are all facing the right way, bud.
Mm. Control F, Control R is what's happening there.
Anyway, so the Night Marchers, these are the spirits of ancient Hawaiian warriors. I don't think this actually shows. This doesn't say where they come from. So I'm gonna tell you a story from memory.
Hawaii. Yep.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That is poignant and helpful. Jen hasn't included their origin. So I'm gonna tell you a story from memory that may include some holes, but this is what I remember of the Night Marches, how they came to be. Once upon a time. But I shouldn't start that way, because this is a true story. Long ago in history in Hawaii, and this is probably like the 1800s, I think, the king of Hawaii, because before Hawaii was a state, it was its own thing. And then the U.S. was like, actually, I think you're a state now. And they were like, I don't think so. And they're like, yep, we decided.
It's really pretty here and you have no guns. So. Yeah.
But it didn't become a state, I think, until after Pearl Harbor.
Correct.
I remember correctly, right?
Yeah. They actually.
Now that we.
it was like a province or whatever it is, territory. But then to make Americans feel more like violated by the Pearl Harbor bombing, they made it a state. So yeah. Basically it would like,
I guess it worked. People are real stupid.
People love Hawaii now. So
it's,
everybody wins.
It's one of the, it's tough because like it, I do not like the fact that we just like took it from these people who are like, this is our country. And they're like, actually, I don't, that's a state now. You're
part of our country. It's our country, comrade.
But having said that, it's so nice to go there. It's so nice. I love it there. And I love being able to go there without a passport.
It's so much closer than Bali too. Ooh, so much closer than Bali.
How much closer than Bali? It's not that close. It's pretty far. It's far. It's farther than you would expect a state to be. anyway, so back at, a long time ago, there was the king of Hawaii was a man named Kamehameha. And if you were like me and you watched a lot of Dragon Ball Z in college, that
is it the same guy? Familiar.
It's the same guy who invented the Kamehameha wave. and so he was leading, there was, I think this battle was other Hawaiian people from other Hawaiian islands who are warring against him trying, and he was trying to take over all of the islands.
Makes sense.
But they were like, each island had a different tribe and different king. And he was like, different no, boss. These are mine now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I will be all boss. And so he and so during one of the battles where he's trying to take it over, he fights this other group on these cliffs of, oh gosh, it's, what's it called? It's this place in Hawaii. It's really windy. It's like the windiest place I've ever been in my life. Mm-hmm. And there's a plaque there about this battle. So you go up in this place where the wind is strong, which is not a good place to battle, on the ridge of this like huge cliff. Like it's really, I hated being there because you know I'm afraid of heights. And this is one, it's bad. But they fought up there, and then a bunch of the warriors from both sides plummeted over the cliff.
Ooh.
A lot of them were King Kamehameha's warriors. So they did not survive because I can't overstate how scary and steep this cliff is. So they died down there. And so, but those warriors, Kamehameha's warriors who died by falling off the cliff, they came back as ghosts because they are cursed. Mm-hmm. And these are specifically the ancient Hawaiian warriors who make up what we now know as the Night Marchers. Mm. And their whole deal is at night, and I think it's only on like really well moonlit nights, they rise up and they march in a long ghostly procession across the island, across Oahu, often along the paths they once walked in life between mountains, through valleys, into sacred places. And they don't wander aimlessly. They wander purposefully. They go to honor their chiefs. They reenact. They go to the places where battles were held. And they retrace the paths of their ancestors' journeys. So they take purposeful night walks, which is something I like. I like to do that as well.
After dinner? Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great for your circulation, mm-hmm. I think.
I call it a fart walk, but night walk is it's totally fine.
Okay. All right. Well, witnesses claim, so when you see the Night Marchers, you'll know they're coming because you'll see like a sea of torches start to kind of show up on the horizon, moving in lines, like they're in ranks. Mm-hmm. You will also hear the sounds of drums pounding, conch shells blowing. You'll hear chanting. You'll hear marching footsteps. A terrifying wind often arises before they appear, which comes from this very windy cliff. And shadowy figures then in traditional Hawaiian warrior dress carrying weapons and torches will appear. And the scary part is these ghosts absolutely demand respect, which means if you encounter the Night Marchers, you are not to look at them. Mm-hmm. You're not to interfere with them. You're not to ask for a selfie. Mm-hmm. What you are meant to do is lie down on the ground and put your face in the dirt.
Oh, tornado drill stuff.
It's tornado drill stuff. Okay. Because it's serious. And actually, I've read very legitimate sources on this because this is a huge story in Hawaii, a huge legend. There are people who believe that it's not just enough to lie down on the ground; you have to also lie down, like take your clothes off and then lie down on the ground. Which I think is probably what they tell tourists,
yeah,
just to make it a little fun for them.
You have to dig a teeny tiny hole for your penis as well.
Teeny tiny. We know you mainlanders don't have big penis. They don't talk like that, by the way. That's not their accent. I'm on flu medicine. So.
The famous Italian Hawaiians.
Hey, stick your meatball in this Italian hole, huh? But the good news is, if you are Hawaiian, you have Hawaiian ancestry, they will pass you by. You'll be protected.
Oh.
But if you are not of Hawaiian ancestry and you do not avert your eyes, then you will be taken into the Night Marchers.
Oh.
Disobedience leads to, death, as spirits may strike down anyone who disrespects the procession. The Night Marchers represent the living presence of Hawaiian history and spirituality. We don't need to peek behind the curtain. We just say they're ghosts. They are among the most famous Hawaiian legends. They're featured in ghost tours, TV shows, and countless retellings. Let's see here. Locals still treat the stories with seriousness. Yeah, of course they do. It's real. These are ghosts. It's just truth. Schools, military bases, and construction projects in Hawaii all have stories of halting work after Night Marcher encounters.
Oh.
So, that's how you know. The Marchers are often tied to specific nights of the lunar cycle. Oh, yeah, that's like what I said, especially around the full moon. Yeah, the bigger the moon, the more the nighters. The more the nighter the the bigger the moon, the nighter the Marchers, is what I think the saying is. Some people have claimed to hear them even in modern neighborhoods built over sacred paths, which is unfortunate because there's a lot of people who have to get real naked all of a sudden. And that's how swinger communities are formed in Hawaii.
Can you imagine how many Night Marchers Mark Zuckerberg owns at this point? Probably like
thousands.
So many. And dude loves getting naked for them. Dude loves it.
That's why I keep the chain on. Yeah, you can keep the chain on, Mark. It's fine.
And the glasses.
Anybody want to wrestle?
I'm oiled up and ready to wrestle.
Don't get the oil in my hair.
And that is a story. However, I do want to extend the story just a little bit. So every time I think about doing this as a ghostie, there's one photo that comes up. And I know that you love.
I love photographic evidence of ghosts. I love it. Once a year we get one, so I'd love.
Once
this.
A year we get one. I'm gonna. How do I do this? I want to show you the video or the photo. Then I want to zoom in on the photo.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But most of these have just like the photo and the zoomed in side by side. Let me share my screen with you. So There is a woman who was running. I think it was an ultra marathon through Hawaii.
Hmm.
Which I have to say it's insane. As someone who's run one regular marathon at a flat place, that was bad enough. This is a woman who ran, it was a marathon or ultra marathon through Hawaii, which is a lot.
This looks miserable. Region. This looks like she's running through jungle. A creek. What the fuck is she doing?
This is not the right setting for a marathon.
It's the right setting to break your ankle after 10 feet. That's what it's the right setting for.
But her partner took this photo of her. So this is the human.
Yes, I see. Yeah.
Right? And she's running through this.
She's jungle. Showing me how big she is. I'm this big. That's what she said.
Yep. I'm this big. Mm-hmm. And then if you zoom in, though, you'll see this guy.
Where is this? Over this? Her shoulder? Oh.
Over her shoulder.
Okay.
It's an ashen-looking human person.
Yeah, that's pretty human-y.
Flowing gun. Yeah.
It's pretty human-y. I can see that.
And it's certainly not, it does not look like the foliage around it.
No, it's distinct. Yeah. And it's looking at her, which is even creepier.
I think. Very creepy. And so she didn't notice them when she was running by, but after the fact, they zoomed in on the photo and there he was. Huh. Our little Night Marcher friend.
Probably pretty pissed. Pretty pissed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're just wearing like running shorts through here. Disrespectful.
I need you to lay down on the ground. Dig your little hole.
And take all that off.
And take it all off for me, please.
So that is a story of the Night Marchers, ancient Hawaiian warriors who fell to their death and now march through the islands on moonlit nights.
Huh. Fun.
It's and exciting. That's a couple of ghosts of Hawaii. That's pretty good, huh?
It's good stuff.
Now I got to ask you, I previewed this at the beginning, so I will now ask, have you picked up on the theme?
Is it marching?
No.
Okay.
No.
Self-promotional stories?
No, I wouldn't say that.
I mean, it's kind of like that.
I was gonna say Hawaii. Hawaii is kind of the
oh, okay.
Hawaiian They're all Hawaiian ghosts.
Okay. Okay.
Huh. That's where I was. That's what I was thinking.
Interesting. I wouldn't have. Yeah. It would have taken me a while
to put that together. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. And do you have any questions about anything?
Whew. When can we go? This would be a, this. I think this would be a good one to do like an on-site.
Oh, suddenly you're interested in doing an on-site live show. How interesting.
As fun, how interesting. As fun as Scotland or whatever in February was going to be, I think.
I think it's June or July.
Same deal.
Okay, it's true. No, Scotland has one season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One season.
But Hawaii you're into. All right. Mm-hmm. It's good to know. I don't know if we have a single listener in Hawaii. I'll check the map. We probably do, but I don't think we have enough to require a whole show. No one's going to pay to see us live.
They don't have to be single. I mean, it's fine.
Shut up. God, hate you. Why did I get out of bed for this? Speaking of live shows, I have to tell you, Jen Swanson texted me today and she said, I have to ask you a question. Would you guys truly go to Mayhall's 20 Lanes and do a live show there? Because she said, if you will, I think I want to make some calls and see if I can get to happen. And I said, Jen, listen, I don't know how Patrick's going to feel about this, but I'll commit for all of us. If we can get a show there where they charge tickets and we make enough money to pay for everyone's travel and lodging, absolutely. Let's do it. She didn't reply to that.
Right. So
I don't know. Maybe that was too much, but I don't know. I don't know. If you live in Cleveland, in the Cleveland area, and you want us to come and do a weird live show at a bowling alley, that sounds
probably not haunted.
Pretty cool. It's it's pretty. I don't know how you explain the moved safe.
I don't know how you explain a receipt that got printed one time. I don't know. Listen,
this was a ghostie. So if you don't know what we're talking about, you're not a Ghost Plus member. You're not a plussy. So you got to fix that first. There's a really great looking bowling alley outside of Cleveland, if you can believe it. And we're threatening to do a live show there. And so if you live in Cleveland, let us know if you want that to happen, or let Jen know. Go Google Jen and just let her know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this has been another great episode of Is This a Ghost? All the notes, this is a Smith Show production, I should say. I always forget. Ryan's part of this too. All the notes were not taken by me, Clayton Smith. They were taken by Jen Swanson. Thank you so much, Jen. All the funny jokes are from Patrick Dean. Our audio editor is Jeremy Montoya. Our video editor and website master. Can you still say that? I think master is out. I don't know.
People love it.
Our web primary is Jen Swanson. The self-same Jen Swanson who took these. And thank you, Jen. What else we got? Our social media team, Sam Murdoch and Jen Jones. Thank you to both of them for their great work. And we have, Fox and Quill is, probably still working on some merch for us. I think we haven't had a meeting. I've been a bad manager to our unpaid interns, but they do great work. And if you don't buy our merch, which you should at least go buy stuff from Fox and Quill Studio. Why wouldn't you? And that's it for this week. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy whatever holiday you're celebrating. Patrick and I both hope you had a good one and are having a good one, or will have a good one. I don't know the calendar.
Maybe Patrick, it was good. Maybe it was bad. Wishes? But it's done.
Okay. Well, that's the attitude that we bring to your holiday. So have a good one. In the meantime, don't go to Hawaii. It's only for me. Or we might end up talking about you next week on Is This a Ghost? Or do go to Hawaii and move there and get a lot of your friends to move there too, and friends who would like to pay for us to do a live show there and to come see it. $100 a ticket. If we get 1,000 people to do $100 a ticket, we can come do a live show there. It's very expensive. And we'll see you here next week on Is This a Ghost?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.